WJT bringing you Jenny Owens, No Borders, Citizens Way, Bulletproof, and Sailors. You amaze us. Good morning. It's 7:51.
Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy, upper 70s for the high. Tomorrow looks like a good chance of rain, heavy rain expected, mostly cloudy and 63 tonight, and cloudy and 78 tomorrow. Yeah, so heavy rain possible tonight and tomorrow. About a 30% chance of showers and storms Saturday, high 84, partly sunny. Slight chance of showers Sunday, high 88. Right now it's 69.
Our friends Dan Whitwer and Jerry Heyer. I did it again, Jerry. I want to say higher. Jerry Highest. Transport for Christ hanging out with us. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Dan, tell us a little bit about Transport for Christ.
Transport for Christ is a ministry to over-the-road truck drivers and regional truck drivers and daily truck drivers, just truck drivers in general.
Right.
And it's kind of a hidden workforce in plain sight.
Yeah.
How many times are you behind a tractor trailer?
All the time.
It drives you crazy, but there's a person, man or a woman, driving that thing who's living a really difficult lifestyle, sometimes out on the road for 4, 6, 8 weeks at a shot before they get home. So it's just a real difficulty. Transport for Christ is a ministry that provides chaplaincy services to truck drivers, and typically we have locations in truck stops, chapels at truck stops, where they can stop, talk to a chaplain / pastor, have services, and so forth. So that's what we do.
And you're not just local, you're international.
That's right. Yeah. Our offices, our headquarters are in Marietta, Pennsylvania, but we have 40 locations throughout Canada and the United States. But we also have a ministry in Russia. We have two chapels outside of Moscow, Russia.
Wow.
We have three locations in Zambia, Africa, and a location that's just getting started in Brazil.
And one of the issues that you guys are dealing with, human trafficking, that you are working to just let people know what's going on about that and being a part of the cure for that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the interstate system is like arteries, and it's just a way. I mean, people are trafficked for sex or labor or whatever. And one of our ministry locations, they were having a service one Sunday evening, and in the middle of the service, this young girl came into the chapel, just shaking and fearful and looking over her shoulders. The chaplain's wife was actually along in this situation as well, and so she just obviously recognized something's wrong, took this young lady aside, took her to the little office that's part of our mobile chapels, and then they were able to call the authorities, and she was just being able to get rescued from the trafficking.
Wow.
And so what we as Transport for Christ do, we just let drivers know. We give them these little cards. There's an organization called Truckers Against Trafficking, TAT, and they have a number to call. And we ask drivers, if you see anything, call this number.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. And if folks want to get more information about Transport for Christ, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. Transportforchrist.org.
And Jerry High's with us. Jerry, I wish everybody could see your face light up when you talk about the upcoming truck rally, because I could tell it's something you look forward to every year. Tell us about this year's event.
It is. It's a blast. It's always fun to be a part of it. And it's really a day to bless drivers and their families. And one of those blessings for the family is where the kids can actually go do something for about 4 hours. And then mom and dad can hang out in lawn chairs. They can be part of the auction. They can enjoy the food from around there. And a lot of fellowship. I mean, it really is just a lot of fun. Just talking, and even if you're not a driver or don't, you know, aren't a part of a trucking family, just come and check out the trucks, because these people, like Dan just said, they live in them. So there's washers and dryers, there's bunk beds, there's TVs, there's, you know, everything you have that you need in a truck. And so it's a blast. And the food in the evening, you can get tickets for that by seeing the online. You call my mom and talk to her. She'll get you hooked up with tickets.
So if you go to transportforchrist.org, there's a link there for the upcoming truck rally.
Yes. It's the happenings link.
The happenings link. And your mom's phone number is there. You can call
your
mom.
Call my mom and she'll get you tickets for the chicken barbecue or pulled pork. Come
and get it. It's June 24th at Lebanon Expo, right?
Yes, and then the 25th is also happening there in the morning, a concert and a blessing, a service there, and also a meal.
That's very cool. Coming up June 24th, 25th, Lebanon Expo. It's all happening. Transport for Christ is having their 36th annual truck rally. It's a great big picnic. They have a parade. Lots of fun stuff for kids. Check it out online, transportforchrist.org. Click on the happenings, and you could call Jerry's mom and say if you want to get something to eat, too. Guys, thank you for being here.
Thank you
so much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, fabulous having you. Back to the music we go. Francesca Battistelli's It's Your Life, FM 90.3 WJTL.